Exclusive, April Mata would declare Mexican drug cartels terrorist organizations if elected as Attorney General. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on July 30, 2022. April Mata, a Republican candidate for Attorney General in Arizona, spoke with Breitbart News about his plan to declare Mexican drug cartels terrorist organizations if elected. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle opened the interview by asking Mata why Arizona Republicans should choose him as the party's nominee for Attorney General in Tuesday's upcoming primary election. Listen. In his pitch to voters, Mata explained that Arizona Republicans should vote for him because he is not a part of the old guard who got us into this mess. He added that Republicans need bold, strong, conservative leaders who would punch back and go on offense against the radical left. Mata also explained that the one positive outcome of the coronavirus pandemic is that it showed Americans that states have the power to fight back against the federal government. As an example, he pointed to states being at the forefront of overturning Roe v. Wade and fighting against President Joe Biden's decision to end Title 42. So the states have so much more power, and we are banding together. We're gonna go on offense, not just to secure our border, but to protect our elections, and to restore law and order. So that's exactly why I'm running for Attorney General, Mata said. Mata said that an Arizona Attorney General must secure the rights of citizens, secure the border, fight back against George Soros-funded prosecutors, and secure elections when discussing how he views the position. He also called out the weak Republican leadership from Arizona Republicans Governor Doug Ducey and Attorney General Mark Brnovich. So every job description of any person who gets elected, the first duty is to secure the rights of citizens. And for me, when I look back at the COVID hysteria times of March 2020, I was looking for strong Republican leadership, Mata said. I mean, we shouldn't forget that Arizona does have a Republican governor and a Republican AG. But to me, what I witnessed was weak need leadership. He mentioned as AG he would work with the state legislature to empower his office to fight back against Soros-funded prosecutors. On election integrity, Mata said he would prosecute both low-level criminals and the criminal enterprise organizations. Mata would also create a hotline within the AG's office to field any calls for any of these irregularities. Speaking about the border crisis, Mata pledged to label Mexican drug cartels terrorist organizations and called on the next governor of Arizona to establish a state guard to protect the border. I know I spoke about it in the past with talking about labeling the drug cartels as terrorist organizations. And that would be one of my first priorities, Mata said. First of all, because all the fentanyl that's been pouring across the country. I mean, it's killed hundreds of thousands of young Americans. He continued. But what we can do is defend our border, which allows me to have the back of the governor. Ultimately, the governor is the commander-in-chief of the National Guard. But I'm calling for Arizona, we have it on the books. It's allowed, if the governor calls for it is the creation of the State Guard, Texas has a State Guard. And what happens is, the State Guard is not under any jurisdiction or any domain of the federal government. So I'm calling for the State Guard to be created so that we can finally patrol our border without asking the federal government for permission. Moving toward crime, Mata said he would unite all Arizonans by being tough on crime and avoiding no-bail policies. And if you look at the assassination attempt on Lee Zeldin in New York, and you have that criminal literally released hours after, it's that culture that we have to fight, Mata said. We're not going to go into this no-bail, no-bond type of situation that California and New York has gone into, which has created the lawlessness, and believe me, this is an issue that's going to unite all races, all parties, Mata said. Because look what just happened in San Francisco. In Chesa Boudin, in the George Soros-funded prosecutor out there was just recalled last month, because nobody can tolerate the rise of crimes in our streets. Mata concluded the interview by talking about how he would stand up to big tech giants like Google if elected to the office. Mata said he is looking at declaring Google a public utility, prohibiting them from silencing conservatives from their search results. But what I'm looking at it, Ohio's AG has already, they're looking at doing this? They're trying to use it with, it's going through the legal process right now. But classifying Google as a public utility, and in that case, they can't be throttling their numbers. or they can't be removing some stores based off political ideology, Hamada said. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.